come on, try and describe it. Try and describe what being that famous is like.
Well, at the time, it was scary for me. I was this young kid, you know, and they used to have to put me in a trunk because I couldn't get out anywhere. So they would carry me out in this trunk, and you just prayed that someone opened it up, you know. But we used to have to sneak out in bread trucks, and the fire brigade would hose people off right out, in front of your station here, right? It was so mad that, you know, Osmomania, they called it, that... they'd have to figure out ways of getting us out.
Do you ever think about the mentality and psychology of the little girls and what drives them to such hysteria? Have you ever investigated
that?
You
know, I just think it was the time. You know, at the time, there was only a few channels and there was so much attention that was given to just a handful of groups. We were lucky enough to be one of those. And I just think it was just bizarre. And here's this American group that comes over and all these little girls are in love with, you know, the various brothers of different ages. And it was just a surreal thing. But, I mean, I saw crazy things. People mailed themselves to us.
Mailed you?
In a crate.
How'd you mail yourself?
Two girls put themselves in a crate and mailed themselves. And then one time we were at the Diplomat Hotel, and they rushed us in the back kitchens. You know, you see a lot of kitchens in our business. And we get to the fifth floor, and there were six floors there. And all of a sudden, we just go, whew, you know, and this rope starts coming down on our balcony. And there's these ladies trying to hoist themselves off of the sixth floor to get down there. I mean, people would do the craziest things, you know?
It's so funny, though, isn't it? Because they know it's going to be such an arduous journey to get to you, you know, if they mail themselves or abseil outside your window, like the SAS. I bet they never... once made plans for what would happen if they got to meet you because...
Yeah, it's funny. That happened. They just would stop. But I remember back in the 70s, you know, my brother Jay was a real ladies man, you know, and the girls were just banging and screaming and knocking on the door. He finally let them out. But no.
Hey! But it's a good joke if we like it. More of those, please. That's fine by us.
Okay.